You know, just kind of piggyback off that. It is a great group. You look top to bottom. You know, the names speak for themselves. You know, their tape speaks for themselves. But I just feel like I bring so much to the table. I feel like I'm versatile enough to play in any scheme. I feel like I'm versatile enough to play, you know, all up and down the defensive line. I feel like I'm intelligent enough to grasp just about any defense. And, you know, I feel like I'm dynamic enough to stay on the field on, you know, all three downs. So, you know, when you put all those things together, you know, I just feel like, you know, coming into this process, you know, I was looking to set myself apart, and I'm looking to continue to do so. Right. You know, just going in, you know, I heard a lot of people questioning my ability to win one-on-one pass rush. And I think a lot of guys knew, you know, that I could play the run. You know, I was stout against the run, things like that. But a lot of people questioned my ability to win one-on-one pass rush. So going into that week, I just wanted to be explosive, be violent, go win one-on-one pass rushes when I got the chance to win those. And I feel like I did so. You know, I feel like I went down there with a mindset, you know, to go out each day and practice and dominate. You know, obviously the week didn't end the way I wanted it to. You know, not being able to play in the game. But the days I was able to practice, you know, against great competition, I feel like I held my own. It actually wasn't the knee. It's kind of just a bruise on my bone that, you know, got re-aggravated, you know. So, you know, once that happened, I just kind of pulled myself out. Didn't want to risk anything further, injured anything else. You know, I'm good to go. You know, I've been 100% training, doing everything. I'll do everything here at the combine. So, you know, the knee is fine. you know, I think, you know, I try to model my game after, you know, obviously, you know, you got a lot of the greats out there right now, J.J. Watt, Marcel Harris, guys like that. But, you know, guys I really model my game after, probably one guy in particular, Aaron Donald, Jarrell Casey, Tennessee Titans, Geno Atkins. Now, obviously, guys of smaller stature, you know, but they're productive. You know, that's the knock I get, you know, just about every time anybody wants to talk about me as far as my size. So, now I think, you know, seeing how those guys are able to translate, you know, what they do to the field and be successful, you know, I feel like it only helped me to study them and take what they do. I was 6'1 and an eighth, and I was just under 300 pounds, 299 pounds or so. He's disruptive. If he's not making the play, you know where he's at. You know, everybody on that field knows where he is and has to account for him. If not, he'll make the play. So I think, you know, the one thing that speaks volume about his game is disruptive. You know, I think that, you know, if you can be disruptive, you know, that causes more headaches than you just making a few plays every game. I think so. I think I go out there every day, every game, and I try to leave my mark. If I'm not making the play, I'm pushing guys in the backfield. I'm causing disruption, causing pullers to be knocked off, things like that, hitting the quarterback. Anything I could do to cause disruption, I just feel like I'm that guy. I haven't visited with any teams yet. I'll get that schedule later and get that going. But, you know, so far it's been mostly, you know, medicals, things like that, you know, just getting everything checked out. You know, I think it's something that, you know, you have to take pride in. You know, one thing that's big on that is conditioning. You have to take, you know, take pride in, you know, when it's time to go condition, you know, be the first guy up, you know, win the reps and things like that, you know, to make sure that come fourth quarter, you're not gassed. You're not huffing and puffing while these guys are over there trying to march down the field and win the game. So I think conditioning plays a big part in it and mindset. You know, if you have a mindset that you're going to go out there and dominate for every down, I think you can go out there and do that. You know, I just feel like my versatility does a lot for me. The fact that, you know, I've played in a 3-4, I've played in a 4-3. You know, I've played all up and down the D-line from zero nose to a 5 technique. You know, I feel like when you turn on the tape, you see me, you know, doing a lot more things, and you're able to see me, you're able to see things as far as me being able to adjust to certain formations and things like that. You know, you can see me as far as pre-snap movements and things like that. And I think that my versatility and my intelligence really sets me apart. They were all great. I think the guy I went against the most was probably Graham from Michigan. Heck of a player. His length inside really helps him out. He's a smart player too. You know, that's one thing I learned really fast, that, you know, he picked up on a lot of things I was doing. So, you know, I had to, you know, try to counteract some of those things and stay on top of my, you know, stay on top of my game. You also look at guys like Vidal Alexander I was going against, and Sebastian Shatola, you know, Christian Westerman, you know, guys like that, Cody Whitehair, you know, those, I was going against, you know, all conference, all American guys. You know, I think from top to bottom, you know, that was a great group of guys to be going against. Right. Being that he's just, you know, so recently removed from the game, I think it helps, you know, because, you know, the game's evolved, you know, the game's, you know, turned into more of a pass happy game in college. So, you know, with him being so, you know, so recently removed from that, you know, he's able to relate. He's able to know, you know, what's going on out there and being able to understand when I try to, you know, tell him something I'm seeing out there, he understands it and we're able to work off that. I think there are some differences, obviously. They're two different styles of coaches, implementing two different schemes. You know, Coach Strong did what he liked to do, and Coach Grantham, you know, wants to blitz. You know, Coach Grantham wants to get after guys. So I think, there were some differences, but at the end of the day, they both implemented great game plans week in, week out. They both came with, great backgrounds as far as the guys they've coached, you know, the guys they've, you know, put to the next level, things like that. So as far as, you know, getting me ready, getting other guys ready for, you know, things like this, you know, I think, you know, playing for both of them really helped. He always preached attack. Because at the end of the day, you know, we're not going to sit back and just allow the offense to do what they want to do. So thing he always preaches, you know, go attack, go make plays, you know, don't be passive, you know, just go make plays. You know, that's something he always preached, because at the end of the day, coaches can coach, but at the end of the day, players have to go make plays.
So he's got an attacking style.
Definitely, definitely. Mm-hmm. The spin move kind of came from basketball. I was always kind of the bigger guy on the court, so people always try to take charges, give me a foul trouble. So going around it wasn't always the easiest. So the spin move kind of came in handy because nobody really expected it. So it just kind of happened on the football field one day, and I was like, you know, I'm going to keep using it. And once I got to college, coaches were able to hone that in and actually make it into a real move I could use and be productive with it. I played basketball growing up, all through middle school, high school.
Do you think you're first round now after what you did in the senior bowl?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think I carry that mindset with me going into the Senior Bowl, coming out of the Senior Bowl, coming into the combine. You know, I think, first and foremost, I think my tape speaks for itself. You know, I think that when you put my tape on, I'm able to do a lot of the things that, you know, I feel like NFL coaches want their players to do. I feel like I'm able to carry myself as a professional. I feel like I'm able to go about my business the right way as far as within the community, within the locker room, film room, things like that. So when you add all those things all in together, I feel like I'm a first rounder.
Louisville had four main defenders come back to school.
Right.
And obviously, you didn't have any eligibility.
Right.
If you would have had eligibility, would you have thought about coming back? Because this is a deep defensive tackle draft.
It is, you know, and I said that last year too. I thought last year's D-tackle class was deep, and this one's even deeper. So, I mean, I don't know. You know, I obviously don't know what would have happened in that scenario. I mean, it would have been fun to play with those guys again, bringing all those guys back. But, you know, guys have to make decisions for themselves. You know, I'm happy for those guys. Those guys are going to have a great team, great defense this year, and then I'm looking for them to do big things. That I'm accountable, that I'm a player they can count on, day in, day out. You know, I'm a guy that takes my craft very seriously. I'm a guy that is going to come to work every day. I'm a guy that's going to do everything in his power to learn your system, master it, and go out there and be a playmaker for you, be a leader within the locker room, be a leader within the community. Now, I think that, my leverage kind of helps me in the run game. You know, maybe I'm not the tallest, but, you know, I have pretty long arms. You know, I'm able to lock out guys that are, you know, much taller than me. I'm able to play with good knee bend, get up under guys and play with a good base and stand my ground. So, you know, in the run game, you know, that's all it's about. You know, it's about knocking guys back, standing your ground and going and making plays. Because if you can build a wall, then, you know, running back has nowhere to go and everybody can fly around on defense. I think I'd be lying if I said I didn't pay attention to it. I think anybody that stands up here and say they don't pay attention to it, they'd be lying just a little bit because it's all a competition. It's all a competition. We're here to compete. Obviously, you know, I've talked to a lot of those guys. You know, I'm, you know, cool with a lot of those guys. So, you know, we talk all the time, have fun, you know, jokes all the time. But at the end of the day, it's a competition. We're all here trying to get paid. We're all here trying to, you know, change our life situation. So I think that, you know, if I said I didn't pay attention to it, I'd be lying. But, you know, at the end of the day, I control what I can control. And I'm going to go out here and put my best foot forward, control what I can control, and let the rest take care of itself.
Last one right here.
Yes, that's exactly what that was. From the Wake Forest game, I just aggravated that at the Senior Bowl. That's all it was. You know, once I got back out of training, I was able to do everything fully. You know, I was full go. And, you know, like I said, I'll be full go here at the combine.
How long were you out? That many
I missed the next day of practice. I think the game was the day after that or something like that. So I only missed, I think, one day of practice in the game. And then once I got back out to training, like I said, man, I hit the ground running. I was, you know, back training and full go.
Thank you.